I don't want to have to use the hammer here now, you know. Right, everyone, be quiet. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Right, he's ready to get started, yeah. Right, everyone, shush.
Okay, just starting the speech.
So, your apologies, just first asking them.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to start this AGM now. Would like to ask for any apologies from anyone that's not here tonight.
Councillor Gallagher, Rowan and Stokes, and Councillor Tinley is on his way, so hopefully he will be here in time to join us for the Dahama calls. And Councillor Casey is another apology.
Well, Councillor Billy Walker.
Chair, can I just, sorry, Michael, for Chair coming in front of you. Just to remind members, we are back in the chamber, so you do need to use the microphone system to come in to speak. The microphone system, for those who haven't been here before, cues you. So it will actually put you in a queue. You're let right to go red for speaking and then the flash. So if we could use the microphone system, that will make it much easier for the Chair to chair the meeting.
Falcher Row, God damn you. I am delighted and honoured to be here this afternoon and welcome you all to our annual general meeting for 2022. It is fantastic to finally hold a full council meeting following on from the COVID-19 pandemic. Before commencing tonight's meeting, I would like to formally welcome the new incumbent chair, Councillor Savage, and deputy chair, Councillor Finnegan. I am sure I speak on behalf of my party colleagues in congratulating you on your appointments and wish you all the best in the coming year. In the short brief period as chair, I got the opportunity to attend various events and presentations on behalf of the council. It was a great honour to represent the council at different engagements. I would like to thank all the council staff for helping me during the last few weeks. Their efforts made sure that every event I attended was extensively planned and well organised. I'd also like to thank Sheila Kieran for keeping me right and always answering the phone outside of office hours. I would like to thank my party for their trust and support over the last few weeks. Replacing outgoing chair Cathy Mason was no mean feat. In her role as chair, she placed mental health as our number one priority, with monthly initiatives and a hugely successful mental health workshop. She also hosted an International Women's Day event in the Sleaford Honoured, which saw a panel of different motivational speakers discuss issues themed around Break the Bias. There were many other events held, ranging from community and voluntary funding to promoting pensioner social inclusion. I know she will be an excellent representative for South Down in the Assembly. Finally, I would like to pay tribute to my predecessor, Sean Dorn. Sean was a lifelong community activist with no task too much for him to undertake. His door was always open to all sides of the community, and I don't mean Man United and Man City fans. He was a people's person who took issues of ordinary people and put them first. Even as his health began to deteriorate, he continued to take phone calls advising people on who to contact. I was privileged to know Sean as a friend, activist and role model. Thank you. I now call on Councillor McGuinness for her speech.
Giadiva Carja. It has been a privilege to serve the people of Newry Morne Down as Deputy Chair of Council over the last year. Whilst the role was extremely demanding at times after emerging from lockdown, it was also a very enjoyable experience and took me to places I would never have been and to meet people I would never otherwise have met. I'd like to congratulate my colleague and former outgoing chair, Cathy Mason, on her assembly election success and wish her all the best in her new role. I'd also like to thank Councillor Michael Rice for stepping up to take the role of chair over the last 3 weeks. My too, Michael. I'd like to thank everyone for their support, especially my party colleagues, but also Sheila Kieran, who has kept me right throughout the year. And finally, I'd like to wish the incoming chair, Councillor Michael Savage, and incoming deputy chair, party colleague, Councillor Aoife Finnegan, all the best for the year ahead. Gur mai agaibh.
So now I would ask for any declarations of interest.
Dunter.
I would like to hand over to Marie Ward now for the appointment of statutory committees.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. I would like to call for the appointment of the members to statutory positions of responsibility. I would firstly call the nominating officer for the SDLP, Councillor McAteer, for the nomination for chairperson of council.
Thank you, Marie.
Chair, we are aware of, of that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Marie. Outgoing chair and deputy chair, I have the greatest pleasure in nominating my fellow colleague, Councillor Michael Savage, for the position of chair for this incoming year. Michael, I've known quite a number of years. He's a Newry councillor, exceptionally well known throughout the whole district, and exceptionally well thought of throughout all the areas. And Michael, since he's come into council and even before, has been totally dedicated to the community, totally dedicated to politics. And I know, and I have no doubt, that Michael will, through to form, be totally dedicated to the role of chair of this council for the incoming year. I know Michael will stretch himself to north, south, east and west, because that's the very nature of the man, to go the extra mile. And I am certain that he will do an excellent job. And I have absolutely no hesitation in proposing Michael for the position. Thank you.
Can we just have a second or chair for that?
Thank you. Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then can I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor O'Murray, for the nomination for deputy chairperson of council.
Thanks. On behalf of the Sinn Féin group, we're delighted to nominate Aoife Finnegan as the deputy chair of council for year four.
And a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Earle. We just then have the ceremonial part of transferring the chains and switching seats. So if we could just have the new chair and vice chair join us at the front, and then the outgoing chair and vice chair can take their seats in the Griffins.
Newry Town are playing Liverpool Leeds on Saturday.
Is it Jason coming over?
Jason McAteer's coming now.
Because it's funny, we had the McAteer clan in Ballygowan, right? And way back, Jason was playing at the time, and I remember we tried to make contact with him to get him over.
Aye.
Because he's all we placed a lot of relationships all back. And it's funny, I remember sending him an email, saying he was right out to the hotel, and I wish him the best, but it's just too big. I never got to play. But I would love to get actually talking to him.
Okay, everyone. A wee bit of order, please. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Rice, for your kind words and for the work you've done the last few weeks as chair, stepping in for Cathy. You're a young man, Michael, with a bright political future, and I wouldn't be surprised if the chain of office rested on your shoulders again in years to come. I'd like to pay tribute to Cathy Mason, your predecessor, and thank her for her dedication and professionalism throughout a successful 11 months in the chair, and for highlighting the issue particularly of mental health during her tenure. I wish Cathy well as she takes up her new challenge in the Assembly. I'd also like to congratulate Councillor Aoife Finnegan on her role as Vice Chair of Council, and I look forward to working closely with Aoife in the year ahead. And I'd also like to thank you, Council colleagues, for joining me tonight for what's a very proud moment for me and my family. Members, the theme I have chosen for this year in office is hope and ambition through growth. It's not often you hear these three words in the one sentence these days, given the turbulent times that we live in. Hope, ambition, growth. But I want to take these words and translate them into action through everything I do as Chair of Newry Mourne and Down District Council in the year ahead. I firmly believe that now is like a time like no other to offer our people hope and to work to help to fulfil their ambitions by providing opportunities through growth. We need to offer hope at a time when we are emerging from COVID as one of the bleakest periods in our history, when our communities and families lost so many loved ones and faced the additional trauma of not being able to say farewell in our traditional Irish and Ulster way. We need to offer hope at a time when our health service is on its knees, our people are waiting for life-changing operations, and our two local hospitals are fighting to take their rightful place in the much-needed transformation of our health service. We need to offer hope at a time when families across our district are facing the biggest cost of living crisis in living memory, and mothers are skipping meals to feed their children, and thousands continue to languish on a waiting list for a place to call home. We need to offer hope at a time when the world has become a more dangerous place, with many of our people from Eastern Europe who now call our district their home, living in fear for the safety of loved ones and friends in war-torn Ukraine. We need to offer hope at a time when anxiety and polarisation are dominating our devolved institutions as a result of the outworking of Brexit, and concerns about the importation and exportation of goods drown out the most worrying export problem we face, the export of our talent and future, our young people. We need to provide our people with hope. There are so many huge challenges facing our society right now that we don't even have to look for them. They're there in front of us every minute of every day. And that is why I believe it is our duty as elected members in what is the most stable form of government we have available to our people in this place we call home, local government, to provide the civic leadership and courage that is required to provide our people with hope, ambition and growth. Having lived on both sides of this district in equal measure throughout all of my life, I believe that I can relate to the challenges of all our people across the district and pledge tonight that I will be a first citizen for everyone. I want to help with the post-COVID healing process and provide an outlet of hope and dignity for all those families who lost loved ones throughout the depths of the pandemic, and work with our two cathedrals in Newry and Downpatrick to acknowledge their grief and loss and afford them an opportunity to remember their loved ones in a dignified way and provide them with hope for the future. 20 years ago, my father-in-law, Frank Feely, who is with me here tonight with his wife, Ella, met with Queen Elizabeth and accepted city status on behalf of the people of Greater Newry. It is my privilege and honour to chair council on this anniversary at a time when our city and district is on the cusp of the biggest inward investment programme in our history. I believe the Belfast Region City Deal and associated funding sources offer us the opportunity to provide our people with hope and ambition through growth. Fulfilling Newry's ambition as a city will be central to my year ahead, and I stand ready and available to work with our business community, statutory agencies and all our citizens to promote our district as a place to invest in. Our Indigenous industries and blue chip companies such as First Derivatives, Finnebrook Artisan, Clan Dimplex, Rockwell Collins and Statsports, to name but a few, are testimony to what can be achieved in Newry, Mourne and Down. In parallel to that, I also want to see the town where I spent my formative years, went to school and started my own business in, Downpatrick, reclaim its rightful status as the county town of Down. The regeneration plans are underway in the resting place of St Patrick, and it is crucial that the people of Downpatrick and its hinterland start to see hope and ambition in the form of an economic dividend that is triggered through the endeavours of this council and its councillors. We also need to provide ambition and growth opportunities for our local fishing industry and support the development plans at our Glass and Kilkeel. We have the privilege of living in what I believe to be one of the most beautiful districts on this planet. I want to help drive our ambition to promote our area to as many people as possible so the tourism industry can meet its potential and this district can become the number one outdoor destination in Ireland. We can achieve this goal through the development of the 15-acre city park in Newry, the gateway to the Mourne's project in Newcastle, Castle Welland Forest Park project, and Warren Point Baths being added to the already popular attractions like Slieve Gullion Forest Park, St Patrick's Centre, Kimbroney Forest Park, and our world-class mountain bike trails in Restrepo and Castle Welland, to name a few. I mentioned earlier the challenge we face in the continuing export of our biggest asset, our talented young people. And as a father with a son who went to England and may never return home, I want to try and turn this into a positive. Our diaspora is far-flung and not insignificant, and it could provide us with so many opportunities for inward investment and tourism. Over the next 12 months, I aim to reach out to as many people as possible across the globe with connections to this district and encourage them to come home for a visit and enjoy the place where they have strong roots. Maybe some of them can be encouraged to invest here and create good opportunities for future generations of our young people so they don't have to leave. We live in a rural district, and COVID has shone the spotlight on the growing problem of social isolation, and I will endeavour to help in whatever way I can in the year ahead to highlight this issue and provide hope and support to those people who feel alone or cut off from society. We need to tap into the strength of our local rural communities across South Down and South Armagh and provide support and a voice for our farmers and put our rural way of life front and centre in the promotion of our district. It is who we are. Our children are our future, and we are so lucky to have some of the best schools in these islands. And I want to thank the teachers, staff and governors for the Trojan work they've done to maintain pupil-centred education here through the most challenging times. To our young people, you are brilliant. You are our future. And I hope I can provide opportunities and space in the coming year in which you can showcase your hopes and dreams for the future and allow your voice to be heard. I've outlined just some of the ambitions I have for the year ahead, and you may feel they're a little optimistic, but I've always been a glass half full type of guy. But I'm also confident that many of them can be fulfilled through our greatest local strength, our strength of partnership. I'd outlined earlier how we continue to face a housing shortage here and how homelessness remains a challenge in our district. But this council, through partnership, has made a real difference in the decisions it has made on planning policy and will continue to take the lead in providing partnership opportunities through its housing conference to find solutions and provide hope to those people and families waiting on a place to call home. Partnership is the very essence of our community and voluntary group sector. It is the backbone of our district, and without those dedicated volunteers and our heroic NHS staff and other frontline workers over the last few years, our society would have crumbled under the immense challenges of COVID, and the most vulnerable people in our society would not have survived. I want to thank you all on behalf of the people of Newry, Mourne and Down for the huge difference you have made, and I promise to continue to champion the work of our amazing community, voluntary, sporting club and charity sectors, and our NHS and frontline workers, and I hope to meet with as many of you as possible in the months ahead. Therefore, having reflected on where I, in my role as chair, can provide hope in the year ahead, I've chosen to promote the following charities over the next 12 months. The Southern Area Hospice, St Vincent de Paul and Salvation Army, Simon Community and our local network of food banks. Tonight's a very proud moment for me to become the district's first citizen, and it's a great honour that has somehow crept up on me. My wife Noreen and daughter Tara aren't with me tonight, as some months back I decided to book us on holiday for them both for Tara's 21st, so this wasn't exactly planned. However, I know then my son Caelan, who's working in Manchester with me in spirit tonight. As you all know, being a politician can take its toll on family life, and I'm exceptionally lucky to have Noreen's support at all times, as well as that of my family. Thank you, Noreen and family. I feel proud to have my mum and dad, Pat and Brenda, here from the spa tonight. I want to thank them for all they've done for me, the eldest of seven children, throughout my life. They are the greatest sounding board and have always offered sound advice. My youngest daughter, Ella, got the golden ticket. She's here tonight with me, and I'm delighted my wee one is here to see her dad in the chamber. I'd also like to make a very brief special mention of another former mayor, John McCardle, who's with me here tonight. I simply wouldn't have got elected without John's help over the years, and I'm delighted he's here to enjoy this moment with me this evening. Thank you, John. I'm deeply honoured to receive this chain of office and will treat it with the honour and respect it deserves. I want to thank my party colleagues for their support in nominating me for this role. Thank you. I won't let you down. To Marie, the officers and staff and council, particularly the staff in Democratic Services, thank you for keeping me right in the lead up to tonight, and thank you in advance for the year ahead. And finally, to you, my fellow councillors, I have nothing but the greatest respect for each and every one of you, and I look forward to working positively with you all in what I believe will be a busy and productive year, a year of hope, ambition and growth. Thank you. Councillor Finney.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be selected by the Sinn Féin team for this role as deputy chair. I'm honoured to accept it, I want to thank Councillor Una McGuinness for her service last year, along with Cathy Mason and Councillor Michael Rice as chair. I want to congratulate Councillor Michael Savage in his role as chair of Newry Morne Down, and I look forward to working with you and with fellow councillors throughout the year, and wish all those with new roles the very best of luck in the year ahead. Finally, I want to say a gur míle maith agaib to my Sinn Féin colleagues for your continued support and guidance. We will continue to work hard as a team to represent represent and work for the rights of the constituents in South Armagh, Newry and South Down. Gur míle agaib.
Okay, and I'd like to bring Marie in now to go through the running of the appointment of the new statutory positions on council.
Thank you, Chair. And just on behalf of officers, a huge thank you to our outgoing chair and vice chair, our two outgoing chairs, I have to say, and our vice chair. And congratulations, and we look forward to working with our vice chair as well. Can I also then call on the nominating officer for the UUP, Councillor Taylor, for the nomination for chairperson of ERT?
Thank you, Chair, Chief Executive. Chair, could I just before I do nominate our representative for chair of ERT, could I pass on my thanks to the chairs and chair last year for their role that they undertook. Again, it was a difficult year because of COVID restrictions, and maybe the role wasn't able to be fulfilled in the way that you wanted, but certainly, you know, you carried out the roles in a very professional manner, and thanks again for your service throughout the last 12 months, particularly you, and you're here this evening. So I'm not sure if Cathy's here, but and Michael over the last number of weeks also. So best wishes to you and thanks. And to you, Michael, could I offer you my very warm congratulations and taking on the role as chair of the council. I've known you for some time now, Michael. You'd be well aware we have a good working relationship, good friendly relationship, and we've been able to achieve things, particularly in the Newry area, through that work. And I certainly know that you care passionately about the area that you represent, and you'll be able to fulfil that through your role as chair in the coming year. And I genuinely wish you well in the role, and know that you look forward to working with all parties in this council chamber throughout your term of office. And we can hope that we can all achieve many things throughout the next 12 months, because it is an exciting time for the district. We are entering a period of hope, as you have said, because there has been a lot of, you know, difficulties over the last number of years, but I think there is some light on the horizon, and we need to fulfil that to its best potential, and I'm sure that you'll do all that you can to fulfil that. Aoife, could I also congratulate you and your role as deputy. I've got to know you over the last number of years as a fellow representative of Slieve Gullion, and you're a very conscientious representative for the area, and I've no doubt that you'll also, you know, carry out that role of deputy chair in the same manner. So best wishes and congratulations to you also. Could I nominate Councillor Robert Burgess for the role of chair of ERT?
Can I just have a seconder?
Oh,
thank you, Councillor Lewis. Okay, can I call on the nominating officer for the SDLP for the nomination of deputy chairperson of ERT?
Okay, thank you, Marie. Yes, I have the greatest pleasure in nominating Councillor Dermot Curran for the post of deputy chair.
Okay, and a seconder, Councillor Andrews. Okay.
And just before we move on again, just to formally congratulate Michael and Aoife, both of you on your appointments, and also if they are here, Cathy and Una. I know Una's here. Yeah. Congratulations on her election, and Una on your last year and your service as a deputy chair of council. Wish you all the best. But wish both of you the very best. Thank you.
Okay, can I call on the nominating officer for the SDLP, Councillor McAteer, for the nomination for chairperson of AHC?
Yes, thank you again. I have pleasure again in proposing the name of Councillor Hugh Gallagher.
And a seconder, Councillor Sharbin. Okay, and then can I just advise the Councillor Malone is the under the Dahan system is the deputy chairperson of AHC for year four of council. I will then call, can I have a proposer and seconder, sorry for that, Councillor Gibbons and Councillor Murray. Okay, and then can I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination of Chairperson of Neighbourhood Services, Councillor Murray.
Yeah, and on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, could I wish Michael and Aoife the best luck in their roles this year, and we very much look forward to working with you. Our nomination for the Chair of Neighbourhood Services for Year 4 is Una McGuinness.
And a seconder. Councillor Howell. Okay, and then can I call on the nominating officer for the SDLP, Councillor McTeer, for the nomination of Deputy Chairperson of Neighbourhood Services.
Please to nominate Councillor Terry Andrews.
And a seconder. Councillor Kern. And the nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor Murray, for the nomination for Chairperson and Deputy Chairperson of SPNR.
All right. Delighted on behalf of Sinn Féin grouping to propose Una Hanlon as Chair of SPNR and Roisin Hale as Deputy Chair of SPNR for Year 4.
Okay. And a seconder. Councillor McGuinness. Okay, and the nominating officer for the SDLP, Councillor McAteer, for the nomination for Chairperson of Planning.
Thank you. This is probably one of the only ones you can never, politically, you can never really be sure of. I'm going to nominate myself.
Okay, can I have a seconder for that, Councillor McAteer, Councillor Andrews? Thank you. And can I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin, Councillor Murray, for the nomination for Deputy Chairperson of Planning?
Yeah, delighted to propose Declan Murphy for the Deputy Chair of Planning for Year 4.
And a seconder, Councillor Howell. Thank you. Okay, we move on to item 4, to appoint the members to committees. And it has been agreed to use the default method of quota of greatest remainder for appointments to committees, with the remaining 12 positions being allocated by the Dohaunt method. The Alliance Party have given up a place on planning, and Sinn Féin have given up a place on the Audit Committee. I will call on the nominating officer for the Ulster Unionist Party, Councillor Taylor, for their two committee picks.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Chair. Could I ask for positions on the Planning Committee and Strategy, Policy and Resource Committees as our two picks?
Yeah, just a second for that.
Go ahead.
Yep, here, a second.
Very much. And then Councillor Malone, your first pick has been used for the Deputy Chairperson of Active and Healthy Communities. I will then call for the first pick in order. First pick's in order for Councillor Riley.
Planning Committee, please.
Okay. Councillor Tinley.
Chairperson, offer a sincere apologies to
okay, thank you, Councillor Tinley. And sorry, I need seconders for each of those as well. So just on Councillor Riley's, could I just have a seconder? Councillor Hannah and Councillor Tinley's.
I'll second.
Councillor McTeer. And then Councillor Gibbons for your pick.
Somebody's on, Jarlath. Just hit your wee button there, sir.
Okay,
SPNR, Chair.
And a seconder. Councillor Malone, thank you. And Councillor Enright for your first pick.
Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism.
Okay, and a seconder. Got a seconder. Councillor Sharvin. And then for the second pick, Councillor Malone. Yeah, okay. Yep. And a seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Gibbons. Councillor Riley.
ERT, please.
Okay, seconder.
I'll say that.
Councillor Hannah. Councillor Tinley. Okay, and seconder.
Second.
Thanks. And Councillor Gibbons.
The Audit Committee, please.
Yep. And seconder.
Second.
Thank you. And Councillor Enright.
The Audit Left, I think.
Yep. So Audit, yes. You happy, Councillor Enright, with Audit? Yep. Okay, and seconded. Thank you. Okay, so the remaining names for the committee selection hopefully have been given to Democratic Services, and we would need them by close of play today, really. If you could, that would be great. If we just move on to, sorry.
No, it's just, no, I've sort of gone past that there, but there's slight inaccuracy in the PCSP position, one of the positions for the SDLP, and that Michael Cavett has been replaced by Karen McKevitt. There's just a slight inaccuracy in the reading of this here, the PCSP position. Instead of Michael Savage been replaced by Karen McKevitt.
Okay. That's fine. Sure. That's okay. Okay. And then we just move on to item five then, external bodies and organisations. And again, just if you could submit any amendments to Democratic Services as soon as possible, that's okay. Item six and item seven are your scheme of allowances and timetable of meetings for noting. So I'll just hand back to the chair to conclude the AGM.
Okay, members, that concludes the AGM this evening, and thank you all for your kind comments, and I look forward to working with you all in the year ahead, as does Councillor Finnegan, no doubt. If we could take a brief five minute, well, it's just coming up to 20 past six now. If we could give everybody to be back at the chamber for 6:30, and we'll go.
That clock's wrong. It's only 10 past.
Quarter past six. Somebody need to get the clock fixed, or my head will be turned all year. Okay. So I'll take a brief 5 minute recess, please, and we'll see you back in here 6:15. Thank you.